We're at one of the favorite, most favorite, special most favorite places of many devotees that are accustomed to Govardhan Prakrama, the temple of Lotababa. I know at least 4 devotees who really especially like this place where we are right now. Although, you know, the commercial thing is going on across the street and etc. Still, we've reached the southernmost part of Govardhan. And that southernmost part of Govardhan is the tail of Govardhan, or the punch of Govardhan. So this is Puncheri Lotababa. And Apsara Kund and Navala Kund similarly. Apsara Kund was given its name because during the time of the bathing, the Abhishek of Krishna, when Lord Indra and Surabhi wanted to perform Abhishek, we're going to visit Surabhi Kund and Airavata Kund, where Surabhi bathed Krishna with her own milk and Airavata, the elephant carrier of Lord Indra, bathed Krishna with the sacred waters that he had carried within his trunk to perform Abhishek of Krishna. But there were 7 Apsaras who also gathered water for the bathing of Krishna at Govindakund. And they established this Apsara Kund. Here, at Apsara Kund, where we just were, Krishna would come with his cowherd boys. And in ecstatic mood, Krishna would sometimes show his cowherd boys other forms of himself. Because Krishna is the source of all expansions. Those expansions that are in the spiritual world, those expansions that appear within this realm also. So Krishna showed Matsya and Kurma and Varaha and Vamana right at Apsara Kund. Krishna would come here regularly with his cowherd boys. They would circumambulate Govardhan Hill and give grazing to the cows in different places and have different pastimes in those different places. And this was one of the pastimes at Apsara Kund. At Navala Kund, after the rasa dance in the spring season, Radha Krishna would come to take their bath in Navala Kund, and it's described that their ecstasy became so overwhelming and absorbing that they literally melted into the water of Navala Kund. So one who sprinkles some of the water, as we did, from Navala Kund upon one's head is receiving the liquid form of the ecstatic love of Radha and Krishna. Now, Lotababa is another lila. Lota was not one of the cowherd boys that you read about so often in Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam, but Krishna had many, many, many thousands of cowherd boyfriends and one of them's name was Lota, or in a familiar way, Lota Baba. So Lota was fond of cooking for Krishna. So he had made some very nice food preparations for Krishna. And then he found out that Krishna was going to be taken from Vrindavan by Akrura. And when he found out that Krishna was going to be taken from Vrindavan by Akrura, he was devastated. He asked Krishna, please don't go, at least just come to my home and take the meal that I prepared for you. And Krishna said, don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow, or if not, the next day. I'll be back very soon. Lota Baba said, are you sure? We won't be able to bear separation from you. Please promise me that you will come back. Krishna said, I promise you, I'll come back tomorrow or the next day or just shortly after that. I promise you I'll come back. So they had several such exchanges, and Krishna assured him, see that path? That's the path that I'm going to go to take to go to Mathura. You just watch that path and you'll see. I'll come back on this very same path tomorrow or the next day or just after that. So Lota Baba finally resigned himself to say, okay, then I'll just wait here. I'll just watch this path that you said you're going to leave on and will come back on, and I'll just wait. He had such faith in the words of Krishna. He waited the entire day. He waited the next day. He waited the next several days. He waited the next week. He waited and waited and waited with all confidence that Krishna promised, Krishna will come back. He waited so long, they made a deity of him, right where he was sitting, waiting for Krishna to come back. With great determination and faith in the words of Krishna. Now, did Krishna disappoint Lota Baba? Did Krishna make a promise that he didn't fulfill? And if that's the case, then maybe Krishna has made a promise to us that he won't fulfill. Maybe Krishna's word is not worthy of placing our trust. But the faith of Lota Baba is that Krishna enters within the heart of his devotee. Whether Krishna appeared before Lota Baba or not, no one has described that pastime of Krishna appearing before the eyes of Lota Baba. But he surely must have felt Krishna manifesting within his heart. Because otherwise, how can one maintain determination over a long period of time? And Krishna has made similar promises to each of us in his words spoken to Bhagavad and to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. Or tesham sata yuktanam vajatam priti purvakam. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upiyanti te. Yoga kshema vahamyam. Krishna makes various promises to his devotees. And what will hold us steadfast, Lota Baba-like steadfast in devotion, is faith in the words of Krishna. Krishna teaches in Bhagavad Gita that without faith, no one can understand him. So to a person that doesn't have faith, it may look like Krishna broke his promise to Lota Bhava. But one who has faith can understand the relationship that one who holds complete trust in Krishna's words feels Krishna's presence. Srila Prabhupada described like this in relation to his spiritual master. He described that when he came to the West, it was extremely difficult. The challenge was enormous, without detailing. He came with nothing. I mean, I can't imagine what to speak of going on a boat, just getting on a plane, going to a city, and I don't even know anybody there. Imagine flying to Moscow, or flying to Buenos Aires, or flying to New York City, or flying to Delhi, or something. And you get off the plane, and you don't even know anybody that lives there. You don't know where you're going, you don't have any money in your pocket to get a taxi, or a phone number of somebody to call, and like Prabhupada described, when he came off the exit off of the Jaladuta, he said, I didn't know whether to turn left or to turn right. With no money in his pocket. He had a little piece of paper with the name of the person in Butler, Pennsylvania, who you can't even find it on the map, it's so small. And he's in New York City. You know, a hard, cruel city in the winter. But Prabhupada said, I never felt separation from my Guru Maharaj because I had great faith in his words. He had given me this service, and simply carrying out his service, I felt his presence all the time. That's the gift or the reward of one who has implicit faith. In the words of Guru and Krishna, same. Having implicit faith in the words of Guru and implicit faith in the words of Krishna, the same. So Lota Bhava had implicit faith in the words of Krishna. He said he'll return. So very determinedly and patiently he's waiting. Same for us. We have general instructions, something that applies to all of us, like rise early. We rose very early this morning. I don't know about you, but I was up at 1 o'clock this morning in anticipation of Govardhan Parikrama. I wanted to chant my rounds before we came so I could be focused. And chant Krishna's holy name. Take only Krishna Prasad. Worship Krishna. Remember Krishna. Think of Krishna. Read Krishna's words. Serve the devotees of Krishna. These are all general instructions that we all have. And if we take those instructions to heart, we'll feel the presence of those giving us that instruction. That's the reward. That's the gift. Whether it's instructions of our spiritual master, like Prabhupada explained this in one lecture in Mayapur. He was explaining that when Krishna says, surrender unto me, sarvadharmam parityaja, mam ekam sharanam braja, aham tvam sarva papebhyo, moksha yashami ma sucha. So When Krishna says, surrender unto me, and the spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna, their speaking is none different. It is Krishna speaking. And then he repeated it three times. I'll repeat it two times. Krishna says, surrender unto me. The spiritual master doesn't say, surrender unto me. The spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna. And when the spiritual master says, surrender unto Krishna, it's the same as Krishna saying, surrender unto me. It is Krishna speaking. It's the spiritual master speaking. But the spiritual master is speaking through Krishna. It's just like a broadcaster, a receiver, and an amplifier, just like we have this little thing. So here's the microphone, and there's a little broadcaster device inside this little doodad here. So it's sending a signal over there to the speaker, and the speaker is speaking. So the speaker is speaking. The speaker is speaking the same message as the speaker over here is speaking. It's not a different message. Like that, Krishna says, surrender unto me, and the speaker says, surrender unto Krishna. It's the same. It's Krishna speaking. That's our transcendental system. To those, Prabhupada calls it the mystery of disciplic succession. It's Krishna speaking. And when Krishna speaks, one can repose faith in the words of Krishna. Even more so, one can repose words in the faith in the words of Krishna's devotees, like Arjuna. What Krishna told Arjuna, you declare it. My devotee is never vanquished. So Arjuna declares, Krishna's devotee is never vanquished. Krishna will uphold the words of his devotee. Because his devotee is only speaking Krishna's words. It's mysterious. It's transcendentally wonderful. And so we have this transcendentally wonderful place of Puncheri Lota Bhava. Nice place to sit and rest after a long walk also. Okay. We're going to walk around. We're going to start heading north now on the western side of Govardhan. Govardhan will still be on our right magically because we just did a U-turn. But we're going to go to the cave. We'll pass by it at least. We won't go in it. But the cave of Raghava Pandit. Raghava Pandit is the devotee who took on Braj Parikrama some of the students of Jiva Goswami. So they could see the places of Krishna's pastimes. He was a very advanced devotee, to say the least. One of the places that he did his japa was in a cave underground. He dug a cave and deep, 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 deep down under the ground, he would chant his japa. So no motorcycles could pass by and disturb his japa. There weren't motorcycles at that time. So no one could disturb his japa. Raghava Pandit's cave. He didn't just go on a japa retreat. He went in his cave and chanted japa on a regular basis. There's a nice temple there. I don't know if we'll go because of time.